Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are going to talk with you a little bit today about our January 2019.
Yeah. And I must say, I'm in the airport.
Oh my goodness.
And we have these brand new fancy mic stands. So I'm feeling... I probably should get a picture of them. I don't have a way to do that right now, but I may have to post a picture because we're starting to look like somebody now.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. Let me explain. As we started this podcast, we didn't know how long it was going to go, if it was something.
I didn't really want to do it.
You didn't want to do it.
Not really.
It's something that I had been very interested in for a long time. So we didn't want to invest a lot of money into equipment until we knew it was a thing.
Yeah, and we didn't really invest a lot of money.
We did not.
Especially in mic stands.
Okay, so full disclosure about the mic stands. We did buy some, you know, adequate microphones because we had to have two different brands to hook into the where we record on GarageBand. We have a Mac, we record that way, and we had to have some microphones. They're not high end, but they're not bad.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Not our, you know, iPod
no,
kind of
it's
headphone
than that.
Things.
It's not Mr. Microphone or anything.
And it's not Mr. Microphone.
But that would be cool. I always wanted one.
It would be super cool.
Okay.
So we had the microphones, learned how to do GarageBand, but didn't really know about what microphone stands were going to be. And how to get those set up. So we were propping our microphones on file folder boxes.
Mm-hmm. Every week we would have to set this up with these file folder boxes and they had to be a certain height. And
we kind of had to bend over and lean into them.
Yeah, it was rather awkward.
It was, but it worked for the first
it did work.
49
and that's
episodes.
Repurposing. Which we're about.
We are about that. I just did a blog post about
you
that.
You did. And it's a really good one, too.
Oh, thank you. I think people have enjoyed that and that series. So I appreciate that. So here we are with new mic stands.
Fancy.
They kind of clip onto the edge of the desk and they move around so that they're right in front of us. And it feels a little more like a studio.
It does, yeah. It's kind of strange.
It is, but in a cool way.
Yeah.
So this is actually episode 50.
Wow.
I know.
Unbelievable.
It truly is every week, except for one. And I did post the reason we weren't doing an actual recorded podcast that week. But week after week, we have been able to find something to talk about.
Whether anyone wants to hear it is the other issue.
It is. But, you know, I guess I'm not super surprised we could talk every week.
Oh, no, I talk to myself. I say it's a sign of genius.
It may very well be a sign of genius.
Trust me.
I'm going to go with that. But there are often times where I'm not sure who you're talking to. So I sometimes respond when I don't need to and other times don't respond when I probably should have.
It's confusing.
It is. But
I confuse myself.
Now I don't feel so bad.
Okay. So what's the point of this?
Oh, yes. January.
Oh, January.
We decided that we needed, I'm going to call it a sabbatical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind
of. For the business.
Yeah.
It's not like a whole year or anything like that. But we are taking a month, this month of January, to not be open for the
mercantile. Just the on-site store.
Right. The online store is still open.
It's always open.
It is. And we have the vast majority of our products available there.
Mm-hmm.
But we needed some time that we could refresh and really put some thought into our products, into our business structure, what we were able to offer, what we were going to do. And it's only, we're recording this on the 6th of January, and already seeing benefit from that decision.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And that was a tough decision to make because, you know, we don't want to let anyone down, but we just really felt like it was an okay thing to do.
We did.
And because, and we can, as Julia said, we can already see this is going to make our business stronger and definitely refresh us and make us stronger. We just had a guest appear.
Abby just came trotting in and jumped up in the chair.
It's a little distracting.
She might want to be part of this podcast.
Yeah.
We'll let you know. So this is, I guess, the first weekend of the new year. And the first weekend of the month. And usually we're preparing and planning for a mercantile opening and what product do we need to make because we would have been open next weekend. So we'd have to take this time to get ready for that.
Getting ingredients. Sometimes that means shopping for ingredients for scones.
Making decisions even about what scone flavors. Are we going to change the hours? What new product, if any? How much do we have?
The marketing part of it.
Oh, you do. Yeah. Well, you do all of that.
I do, but that's, I like doing that.
But it's a daily thought process.
Every day.
And effort for you.
It is. And that's okay. That's fine. But to have a little break from it and to be able to come back fresh, it's going to be even better.
Absolutely. So this weekend, we took a short trip to Champaign,
which was odd. We had a very unusual Saturday off. That is extremely rare.
But it was so beneficial.
It was. So we had had some friends and some of our customers have even shared with us. As you know, we've been roasting, doing some small batch coffee. And we had heard about this roastery in Champaign, and that's about an hour from us. And we've talked about going, but it just has not worked out with our schedule at all to be able to go. So we kind of made the spur of the moment, which is so fun to do this kind of spontaneous
because
we don't get to do that because we have to pretty much plan everything out, schedule everything.
Yes, we have planned and structured time to work everything
in. Right, just about everything is that way. So we had made this spontaneous decision to go visit this roastery in Champaign.
And didn't really know anything about it other than it's the Columbia Street Roastery.
Yes.
And I had their address. And we knew they close at 1 or 1:30.
Yeah, like 1:30.
That was the sum total of what we knew about this place.
We didn't know anything else about it, except it had been recommended by friends.
Right.
So we made a visit. And the funny thing is, as soon as we walked in, some other friends from Charleston just happened to walk in right behind us.
It was funny.
So, you know, we were just chatting and they asked, you know, well, what are you doing here? And we told them that it had been recommended and that we were doing this small batch roasting and selling a little bit in the Merc. And so this man comes from a back room and said, "You roast coffee?" And it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, we felt kind of
Weird.
Busted.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, we're not trying to compete with anyone. Right. We're here for ourselves. And
we have no intent of ever being in that level.
No, we don't want to. I don't want to do that. I like doing the small batch. That's what we're about, for ourselves and small batches for customers. It would take us forever to do the kind of quantity that he does. But Mark was the person that we talked to and found out he was the owner, and he was fabulous.
So much information in a short window of time.
Oh my gosh.
His passion for roasting coffee is clear.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Apparently this business has been there for 20 years. I don't know how we missed it. But he gave us a grand tour. He was just so nice and gave us a lot of tips, even on pricing and bagging and varieties to buy, which ones to stay away from.
It was incredible. He showed us like how he determines his pricing. He has a graph and chart that he uses. He shared that information. He talked about his roaster, the new roaster he's going to get, different acidities. And even we got into talking about the height that some, yeah, the elevation.
Right, the elevation that of the some coffees grows.
And what that means, what it does for different coffees. It was an incredible education.
It was fascinating. It really was. And he was talking to us so much that the customers were getting backed up and they had to kind of call him away from us for a little bit to help other people. But he kept yelling, oh, he had us follow him. Finally, we followed him back while he's bagging up coffee for customers.
Yeah, he was bagging and grinding coffee.
And still teaching us.
Right.
So it was so, it was a blessing.
It truly was a blessing. And we came away from that renewed and refreshed in how we thought about a product that we're providing for our local customers, right, and what we want to do with that.
What we don't want to do.
Exactly.
I mean, he has a $100,000 roaster. Well, no, we're not going to do that.
Right.
That's not what we're about. But we might start buying our beans from him.
Yes, we found out that he could
we
be a fairly local source of green coffee,
yes,
beans. So stay tuned for more on that.
So I have a lot to learn in what I'm doing with roasting, but he did give us some really good tips. And now I have someone, we have a person that we can go to that has so much knowledge that can help us.
Absolutely.
And that was purely by accident.
It was, but yet I have to believe
it wasn't.
It wasn't really an accident.
No, I don't think it was.
After that, we went by a bookstore to,
yeah,
kind of do some research.
Which you love bookstores.
Oh, I love a bookstore. I love books. Actually, the studio that we're in kind of looks like a bookstore with all the shelves.
I can't see because there's
books.
Light in my eyes, but
here we go with the airport again.
There's probably books around here somewhere.
It's not that bright in here.
Okay.
So, anyway, yes, I love a bookstore. But I needed to do a bit of research on the book that I'm outlining at this point. And I'm in the research phase where I want to discover exactly how to identify the genre that this book will fit into, that my idea will fit into, what it's going to be like, and how it's different. So that was really helpful for,
yeah,
me.
It was fun. It was fun to look at different books and, you know, kind of figure out where does this fit. And
I
think you maybe found it.
I think so. I would like to make one more trip to a bookstore.
Of course.
Yeah, you know. And but I'm starting the writing process on that, so that feels good.
Uh-huh.
We then went to another store and picked up some samples for a possible new product.
Uh-huh, we did.
You're going to be experimenting with another product in, mm-hmm, your laboratory.
I am, and I'm not sure when that will happen, but I would like to maybe have some new product out maybe spring. Maybe,
yeah,
we'll see. This is a busy time. Semester starts next week. Well, actually tomorrow.
Oh my.
Tomorrow already. Yeah. So tomorrow the semester starts. So school starts back full time for me. And, but yeah, we have got materials for yet another product.
Oh my goodness. So as you can tell, it's been productive for
it
us.
It has been.
Already.
And we're still moving toward the business. But
we
it
are.
It seemed different.
Yes, but we are going to be open again in February,
mm-hmm,
And I think we're going to come back even stronger because we've taken this time.
Yeah, we will. Because just in a few days, we already are kind of feeling refreshed.
We are. And that is a and great
excited
feeling.
Again. You know, because we kind of get a little bit tired. And we were kind of getting there.
We absolutely were. And this is a good time for us. Mm-hmm. To step back and evaluate some of the things that we're doing, do some development on new products, and move forward with the business.
It's exciting.
It is.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.